Track 7 and some more news stories. Call to get jabbed. Time is running out for everyone eligible to book their flu and COVID-19 vaccines before Christmas. The UK Health Secretary Agency South West is calling on everyone to book their vaccinations to help them get winter strong and have safe and healthy celebrations. As the vaccines take up to 2 weeks to provide maximum protection, getting vaccinated soon will help reduce the risk of severe disease in time for Christmas. Anyone in the groups eligible for vaccination against flu and COVID-19 and are yet to take up the vaccines should ensure they get them as soon as possible. Everyone aged 65 and over, pregnant women and individuals with certain long-term health conditions like diabetes or cardiovascular disease are eligible for free flu and COVID-19 vaccines. The Christmas season is special to a lot of people as families and friends gather to celebrate. However, it also coincides with when respiratory virus activity typically rises. In the South West, there's still a lot of eligible people who have yet to get their winter vaccines, putting them at risk of complications and even hospitalisation from catching flu or COVID-19. If you haven't had your jab yet, you can book your COVID and flu vaccines. You can download the NHS app or call 119 for free if you can't get online.
More training for Roots Group. More of the team at Dawlish's Roots Community Enhancement Service have passed their first aid for mental health training. It means that more than 70% of the team involved with running services are now certified to help identify people in crisis and safely signpost for support. The services include a toddler group, a baby group, an anxiety cafe, bereavement support, a carers club, and a feeding support group. Director Rosie Dawson said, "It's so important that we are ready to identify and support those who are struggling with their mental health. So with that in mind, it's important we equip our team with the skills and confidence needed." Shooter's Sports Bar donated its bar area for the training, which was provided by Big Results Training, based in Dawlish. Roots is 6 years old, and without core funding after the lottery grant finished.
Students and staff take aim and help boost charity. Staff and students at Dawlish College have raised more than £4,500 for a charity which aims to tackle the rate of sudden cardiac death among young people. The college has handed over a cheque for £4,643.82 to Newton Abbots-based charity Jay's Aim after a year of fundraising events. Dan Osborne, whose brother Jay died suddenly aged 28 of an undiagnosed heart condition, is a teacher at the college, and his family set up the charity after Jay's death. The college raised the total with a number of fundraising initiatives throughout the year, including both staff and students. In April 23, six brave members of the staff completed a tandem skydive from 15,000 feet at Dunkerswell Airport. Seven different members of staff then took part in the Plymouth 10K and half marathon at the start of May. Students in each of the colleges five-year group then had their own opportunity to get involved by completing the Jay's Aim Mile, a sponsored walk run around the college site of at least 1 mile. Taking place on a sunny day in June, the event was a real success, with a number of students making the mile more challenging by adding extra elements such as wearing fancy dress, walking backwards, or playing musical instruments as they ran. Students contributed further to the total with a number of non-uniform days across the year and by holding fundraising events such as cake sales during break time. On receiving the cheque from the college, Simon Osborne, one of the trustees of Jay's Aim, commented, "We are absolutely blown away by the fantastic efforts of everyone involved in the fundraising at Dawlish College. Not only have they raised an incredible amount of money, but it looks like they have had a lot of fun doing it. The money raised will go towards providing more public access defibrillators, free to attend CPR and defibrillator training sessions and cardiac screenings for young people across the southwest."
Two decades on the buses for Katie. A bus driver is celebrating 20 years behind the wheel, taking passengers across South Devon. Katie Young from Torquay was handed a special award to mark her long service by bus company Stagecoach. She was one of more than 50 staff whose service was recognised after accumulating an impressive 1,178 years of working for Stagecoach between them. Katie Young, who was born in Torquay, has been a driver for Stagecoach since 2003 and was recognised for her hard work at a celebration dinner and awards ceremony at Sandy Park in Exeter. Katie recently trained as a driving instructor so that she can pass on her years of experience to others. She said, "As a driver, I get to meet all sorts of characters and help the public, and over the years have made some great friends through driving. My favourite route is the number 22 bus, which starts at Dawlish Warren and goes through to Dawlish, on to Tynmouth, through to Torquay and Paignton and back, as you get lots of happy people enjoying their day out in the summer. It's a picturesque part of the world."
Funding for Youth Cafe. Bovey Tracy Youth Cafe was the recipient of £1,000 of cash awarded by the Bovey Tracy Carnival Association. The money raised from carnival events throughout the year was presented to Jeremy Butcher, organiser of the Youth Cafe. Jeremy said, "It's an incredibly generous gesture that will really help with the running of the Youth Cafe. Over the years, we've developed strong relationships with many of the young people in Bovey Tracy, and we'll use the money to develop and expand that."
St Andrew's Parade lights up Ipplepen. A procession of decorated lanterns lit up Ipplepen at the weekend as part of the St Andrew's Day celebrations. Typically an event to celebrate Scottish culture, the event was kick-started by the History Society and is now in its 12th year. Around 100 people made their way through the village with their homemade lanterns, finishing in the church. The Phipps family won Best Lantern, while Sam Harris won Jackie Edwards Creativity Cup. "It's a great event for Ipplepen," said John Marsh, one of the organisers. "It was clear and frosty, the tree was up, and everyone had a great time."